Steel and Naz, we're back after a month hiatus. Anton in the building today. Magic Mike live today from Tampa. I believe he's at Topgolf. Welcome to Steel and Naz, presented by Hedge Better. We'll get into the sponsors in a little bit, but what's going on, fellas?
Loving life. It's fucking cold out.
It is cold out. I'm inside.
Sucks.
Good to see Anton. Haven't seen him in years.
Good to see Anton on this. Wasn't sure if he's
I think he's like on the toilet. I'm convinced you're on the toilet.
Do you want to see? It's a mess of cards right here. It's just. I'm in my little office here, trying to get.
I love that.
Odds up.
Before we get going, I'll give a shout out to the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. If you're looking for legal proper representation, look no further than 265 World Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. Sure, the Boston Marathon is coming up in April. He'll be doing that. Before that, he'll be closing, helping people, first-time home buyers, get it done. Boys, let's hop into it, though. Since Magic's not a big fan, maybe he'll just, you know, witness here, but, you know, maybe the start of a dynasty, possibly, heading to the Super Bowl. Who would have thought?
Yeah, Magic.
The Buccaneers sitting at home didn't make the playoffs. I want to raise – fan perspective of the Patriots going to the Super Bowl after a 4-13 year last year. What do you think, Anton?
I mean, I still can't believe that they're in this situation. Watching the game last week was nothing short of just heart pumping. Of like, Vrabel actually was masterclass. I thought. I don't think he gets enough credit for that coaching of just not throwing the ball in the wind. And I also don't know how hurt Drake May was because of that. You know what I mean? I don't know if that, you know, was involved. I feel like that's not getting talked about enough, which scares me a little bit more. But, you know, I mean, it's impressive. It's, you know, what do you, you know, nothing more you can say. You know, the Patriots did their thing. It's hard not to be, you know, again, a homer perspective for any of us. This is one team we actually all root for besides fucking Magic, who knows shit.
Magic knows plenty.
I don't know what he knows.
I think he's like,
yeah, he's in Tampa. He's playing a home game right now.
Okie was one off the goalpost out there.
Oh, let's go. Shout out Okie there. Hey, have you let it rip out there yet? How's your swing? I'm hearing a couple of rumbles of some golf content coming this summer. Anton sending me some AI pictures.
I think we need to.
I think we need to as well, now that Magic's in the game.
Top golf, baby. Get out there, Magic. We want some hits.
can we get a Magic Mike live swing?
We might get a live swing. I don't know. See, he seems pretty posted. He can't really hear us too much, so it is kind of funny. But,
yeah, that game was fucking crazy. I mean, the storm that hit, I mean, that was an absolute blizzard. He couldn't do anything. Like that play when Ramondre fell,
and then
led to Drake May falling. Like that was a shitty field conditions as I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable that at one point it's like, okay, you don't turn over the ball, you're going to win. And then you go back to the first quarter when Sean – and all week people were praising Sean Payton of how good this coach is, you know, how long storied of a career he's had as a coach. And he came out and already blew it. They had a chance to go up by two scores, which in that game would have done a lot. I mean, there were 17 total points in the game, and he decides to go for it on fourth down. Patriots defense has been unstoppable this postseason, and they let him hear the noise. So
yeah, and it's crazy too, because like up until that happened, like he was pitching a fucking gem. Yeah, like that first quarter, every play they called worked perfectly. Like literally everyone, like fucking Stidham looked incredible.
Magic popped off.
Yeah, it's fine.
What is it?
He's on a bachelor party. Let him do him.
No, I can't hear Steel now.
Oh, you can't hear Steel.
I fucking, yeah.
Maybe pump the volume a little bit.
Yeah?
I can't pump it any higher. It's in my fucking ears, you idiot.
Fuck you, Matt. But yeah, that Jared Stidham throw in the beginning kind of was a, you know, a raise for concern. Going back, I did see Big Boy Tuesday. He went on and everyone was blaming Christian Gonzalez. They didn't have a safety over the top there. You know, a lot went wrong there. And then the touchdown after that, I think Jalen Hawkins just wasn't there. But bottom line, 10-7, you go climb out with a win. Your defense has been unbelievable. Your offense has been pretty bad, but the show goes on because we're in the Super Bowl. So who really gives a shit? You got one game you focus on. How do you lock in?
Yep, and that like the week off is obviously huge because Drake May's shoulder looked a little off.
They have done a great job of that all year. I don't think that's going to be an issue by any means. They're going to be locked in. That's how they got here. If they did, they just don't beat themselves. Everybody's kind of projecting us to get blown out because we haven't. You know, the Super Bowl is technically played in the NFC. You know, championship last week. You know. It's not, but you know, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, Drake May now can't use, you know, we have good weather, so you know, are we going to get back to the old, you know, Drake May? I mean, if you watch him, he has just like four like great plays, like outrageous plays every week, but you know, other than that, it's just being just completing the pass, you know what I mean? He's not, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from him, but again, now we're playing a top five defense in good weather. So, you know, I think Will Campbell, if we want to start with prop bets, I think DeMarcus Lawrence with a sack is almost like free money.
It's free money.
Yeah, I love that. I love that that bet. You know, I don't want to just bet Patriots props just for, you know, I do because I'm probably what I will do. But if you're giving out prop bets that are, you know, I guess not taken aside, you know, you gotta start right there with, you know, him getting the sack or, you know, even Drake May throwing an interception because he's going to be he seemed nervous. He seemed rattled even just, you know, without the snow. So, I mean, the cold weather, maybe he hates cold weather. Maybe we're going to be fine, but.
Yeah, I don't think he's, I don't think he's adjusted to the cold weather playoffs yet. I feel like this is an opportunity for him to thrive. You still can't hear Steele, right?
No. Can you?
No. Okay. Steele, you go.
Well, he was, one thing about the cold weather and all that too, is like, he got smoked by fucking, like, even if you're used to cold weather, those were two terrible games to play in. Brutal. Like that Denver game, like that's, you don't get used to that. That was a fucking blizzard.
Yeah, no.
So to do that, and I mean, that run, what a fucking play to end it. That was absolutely incredible.
That fourth quarter, that bootleg. And he said he didn't tell anyone. It was one of those options to where he didn't tell anyone. So even the offensive line was a little bit confused of what was going on.
And oh, yeah, dude, he just tucked it.
The linebacker to the chains with the first down. And then I think Anton's coming back in so we can hear you. But bottom line, that was a survive and advance game. That was a game as a fan. You're looking at the clock, be like, how much time?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then actually when watching it with Jack and she's like, there's still like a minute 45 left in the game. What do you mean it's over? I'm like, they have no timeouts. Tell me you don't know ball without telling me you don't know ball.
Trying.
Yeah. We'll get on town in a second, but who do you think deserves the most credit in these playoffs so far for the Patriots? I mean, obviously their defense has been great, but anyone like individually, you think?
The first half, especially the first quarter, the only player on the Patriots that got above an F was Schooler. Fucking amazing on special teams.
That was his best game of in a
Patriots. That was incredible. I mean, absolute A+ from him, F for literally everyone else on the team in the first quarter.
For sure.
And he's going to be massive in the next game because their special teams is going to be huge.
Tavion Chaisson, he is going to get paid. Definitely not by the Patriots, but it's good. We're going to have him for one more game. He's been almost, you know, him, Milton Williams. I mean, they have a very collective defense with a lot of talent. And so that's why I'm saying, you know, everyone's picking Seattle, whatever. I'm saying not so fast, strictly because of that defensive unit. you know, there's going to be a lot of different aspects going into this game. We'll get to when we get the 10 questions here presented by PJF. But overall, man, you got to praise that defense and how well they've played. Even, you know, a guy like Carlton Davis, who's made so many damn mistakes this year, and still he's still fucking up at points, but he was great in that Texans game. He's been a great contribution. And then Marcus Jones, another, you know, unsung hero, should have been a Pro Bowler this year. Has been great. And look out for him on, you know, I don't think it's just going to be Gonzalez on JSN. It's going to be a lot of, you know, nickel coverage of, you know, guys in the slot with him. And that comes Marcus Jones into play. It's going to be big.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus Jones is my, like, favorite player on the team. I think him to be Super Bowl MVP on those odds is – I'm going to take a stab at it because, he, you know, if he returns one – as a pick, you know, there's a chance he wins it just based off of how much field time and how much he can get the ball in his hands for the odds he's going to be at. So that, you know, that's something that, you know, I want to see. But him having to cover JSN is just going to be an absolute nightmare. He's going to get absolutely fucking destroyed. JSN will just destroy him.
We'll hop into the prop soon, but I feel like this is a year where, you know, I'm looking at the Super Bowl MVP odds and like plus 10,000 is for the like the first. Oh, wow. Wow. Breaking news. Craig is here.
Happy Gasparilla. Just want to pop in and say hi.
Where are you, dude?
I'm in Tampa. I'm at the office today, just in the morning.
Let's go.
Got the pirate outfit ready. Eye patch is coming too. But yeah, I just want to pop in and say hi.
Great to see you, Craig.
Nice to see you too. Thank you. Pass the Super Bowl. Hey, tails all this time. It's magic. Gang's back together.
What the hell is Showtime doing here?
Chat, clip that. Always in the chat. Yeah, busy day. I just want to pop in. I know it's been a while, but it's good to have the whole team together here.
Will I be seeing you Showtime in a few hours?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
dude. Buckle up. Buckle up.
Showtime coming to Tampa near you.
We got Showtime Magic back in action. Collab going heavy. A couple peg legs.
Let's see some rums. Titties. Let's see some titties.
Who's love to hear that. I love the game.
You tell me where and when, baby. But yeah, I gotta pop in. I gotta focus dial in. But I just want to come and say hi and love you guys. Stay on NASA to the moon, baby.
What do you got for a quick score prediction,
love you, brother?
Quick score prediction. Yep.
21-10 Pats.
Ooh, bang!
Jesus Christ!
Absolute lock. Absolute lock. Drake May, one running touchdown. He's going for 250. Steph Diggs, two touchdowns.
Oh wow!
Deep ball is going crazy.
Love to hear.
Why not us?
Love to hear.
Why not us?
We all we need.
Will you come back for the parade, Showtime?
I'll be there, baby. I believe in us. I like us.
Are you?
Hey, God bless.
Are you?
God bless.
Have fun.
Later, buddy.
Bye.
What a pleasant surprise that was.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Back on a stream is quite a treat.
That was nuts, too, because he joined and then within, you know, 30 seconds you joined. So it was like everyone was back.
Showtime magic.
Showtime magic.
Champs here.
All right, we're now going to hop into the 10 questions presented by the lottery.
Hey, wait, I want to get my score prediction.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, I thought you had already done.
No, he was a quick in and out, so I just wanted to get it real quick.
I'm picking the Seahawks. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, no shit, buddy.
Good luck, though.
Yeah, that's all we can ask for. A nice little pat on the back, you know? Yeah. Okay, so question number one, does the NFL need to start doing neutral site domes for conference championship games? I've been seeing this question float around this week. What do you think, Anton?
I think the opposite. I think they need to start taking the roofs off. Yeah. It's so fun being in the cold weather. It's just like that's what playoff football is about. I think it's what after the Washington stadium's built, it's like, there's only a handful of outdoor grass stadiums left in the NFL, and that sucks. Like last week was so fun. Like, it sucks for them probably, but like from a fan perspective, and that's kind of what it's about. Like, you want to see just an absolute fuckery of shit. Like, you know what I mean? I like, there was a chance Jared Stidham could have beat us just because of the snow, and like, you know what I mean, he had that brutal pick to Gonzalez, but
I thought that was advantage Denver just simply because they didn't have a quarterback. They're more of a ground and pound, good defensive team. I mean, both sides pretty equal at that point. I'm on the other side there. I think they should start playing on more baseball fields too. I think they should just get after it, get outside. Like, fuck these domes, dude.
I completely agree. I think we're getting a Medeiros drive.
Ooh! Is that him?
I think so.
That was a nice swing.
That's not Mike.
That is him. He's looking at the screen.
Not Mike.
Yeah, nice swing.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Swing.
Let's go.
Are we playing 2-on-2 this summer, I heard?
Yeah, Anton's got all the promotions. It's sponsored by Club Alex's.
I like it.
Free champagne room for the winner?
Definitely. Apple cider.
Bang!
Ooh!
Sounded like a gunshot, Magic.
Your softball swing.
The consensus of the bachelor party is that we should not play at neutral sites. So that's my take as well.
Fuck
that.
Couldn't agree more.
No neutral sites, no domes. Fuck that.
No, play at Fenway, dude. Honestly, play at Bishop Field. I'm all in.
Would love that. Front row seats.
Yeah, bring your long chairs. Bring your beach chairs. Get your popcorn ready. Fuck this dome bullshit. Question number two. What is the X factor for the Super Bowl? So what do you think is going to decide the Super Bowl here in terms of maybe X's and O's? Maybe it's the halftime show. Maybe it's just simply one of the quarterbacks going to outplay the other.
I'm thinking special teams. They got a guy that can run it all the way back. So do we. Marcus Jones has touchdowns. Shaheed's been a fucking monster back there. I look at the past couple of games. A punt return touchdown would change everything.
That would.
Either way, like, it would literally change everything. So, he's fucking, like, I think that's going to be a huge factor. Another one, obviously, Will Campbell got to play much better. Offensive line as a whole, I mean, Denver's an amazing defense, obviously, so that was a tough from the go, but he was getting eaten alive out there.
I'm going to give you the simple breakdown here of how both teams win this game. It's, you know, the front seven on both sides. Whoever gets the most pressure on the quarterback of the opposing team is going to win the game, causing turnovers, sacks. Sam Darnold, is he going to see ghosts again? You know how he sees ghosts? If Milton Williams gets in his face, if Kavion Chaisson has a day, other side there. Lawrence, to Anton's point, if he gets on an edge there, if he gets past Campbell, another point that Steele made, Patriots gonna have a long day. So whoever gets the most pressure on their front seven is going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to throw, honestly, like, the last 3 weeks out of the window. It's just different conditions. It's just not – it's not even the same thing. To me, it's kind of making the Seahawks one-dimensional if the Patriots want to win. Kenneth Walker looked like an absolute savage last week. Either shutting him down, and they have so many pass catchers. So, I don't know if it's even possible. So you just got to slow down that offense, and Drake May's got to just make his, three or four massive throws to put the pressure on, and hopefully, Darnold fucks up. You get two picks and you get a couple turnovers. But I think it's you got to slow down the Seahawks in some way, and they have so many weapons with Kupp and JSN and Walker, and their tight end's even good. His name is escaping me right now. I don't have him for props. So.
You have that Bobo guy? He was like plus 10,000 to score a touchdown last week.
Why would I have that?
What?
Why would I have that?
I don't know. You're kind of a freaky guy.
Maddie, you're like exactly the guy that would have that.
But I'll play Jarwin, Like, come on, man.
Wasn't Jarwin on the field for the Texans?
He hasn't played in a How's that food? It looks like you're munching over there, Magic.
Yeah, Magic, what do we got for concessions?
Little platter, fun platter, pretzel bites, mac and cheese balls, chips, salsa.
Ah, the works.
Let's go. I do think the Drake May slander is warranted. I think he's played like dog shit the last three games. I mean, last game, you know, in the second half, there wasn't much he could do about it, but he just was making bad throws. And then, obviously, the Texans game turned the ball over, Chargers game turned the ball over. Don't get me wrong. He's had some good, you know, whether it was that run to win the game last week or those three touchdown passes against the Texans team, who, in my opinion, has the best defense in the NFL. Seems like this is a game where, you know, they're going to need him. They're going to need him to play at – least pretty well to win this game.
Absolutely. Definitely needs to play better. Like you said, like the second half of the Denver game is fucking nothing. Like that's, you can't compare that, but he wasn't good in the first half. No. And that matters.
That first throw to Diggs on that third down in like the first series, that almost went back for six. And I was like,
yep,
shit, this is not going to be an easy game.
And he was under throwing all day.
Yeah.
He was a little short on almost all his throws.
Is Anton still here?
He's here, but he's in the dark.
He's in the darkness. He must be in the Thunderdome. I'm going to skip the third question here. We're going to go to the next one. What's more impressive, Drake May getting to the Super Bowl in year two or Sam Darnold taking off after, you know, a rough go Jets, you know, now he's in the Super Bowl?
Both very impressive. Like Sam Darnold's Jets tender was like one of the worst quarterback performances I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I had no idea he was coming
back. Like he was fucking terrible when he was on the Jets. So his turnaround to possibly winning a Super Bowl is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Like I think like that might be like the seeing ghost game and everything, like him turning that around. Because Drake May, year two, obviously make it in year two is incredible. But Drake May, third overall pick, is supposed to be very good, a franchise quarterback. The MVP race is fucking incredible. Like, I'm taking nothing away. That's like, Drake May is incredible and having an amazing year. But Darnold digging out of that hole that he put himself in on the Jets and making the Super Bowl is legit ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's, you know, from going 4-13, you know, a test to Mike Vrabel, a test to, you know, getting these guys in free agency. But Sam Darnold, you would have thought he was going to be, you know, even when he went to like Carolina, you were like, all right, this guy's just going to end up playing for the Browns and then just peacing out. You know, credit for him for sticking with it. If you're not a Patriots fan, if you're not rooting for the Patriots, you're all in on the Seahawks, that guy winning a ring. But I also do the catch 22 of Ghost can come back next week. I think
they have to. Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anton's having problems, dude.
Anton. Yeah, he's struggling. I don't know what it is.
what's more impressive, Magic? Sam Darnold getting the Super Bowl or Drake May?
Drake May, and I stand by that. I don't know. I've been paying attention to Sam Darnold. I don't know nothing about what he's been up to since the Jets, but Drake May has proven me wrong. I thought he was a fraud. And we
yeah.
were saying, but if he plays good, he's going to win.
Yeah, not a fraud. Hashtag.
If he turns the ball over, you guys are hosed.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Stay tuned, Magic. Stay tuned.
Yep. Very impressive. Got you back there. I'm eating my words.
Yep.
Yeah, before your Bucks. We made it before the Bucks.
The Bucks? What about them?
We made it to the Super Bowl before them.
Before the Bucks got back.
Well, I'll be in the stadium tomorrow. I'm going to rub a little magic off on that stadium, and they'll be back next year. No doubt about it in my mind.
You should try to sleep there tomorrow night. Just, like, stay there and go,
I gotta,
like, under the
– I got to buy some Bucks merch.
Yeah, get some merch. Get a nice Baker Mayfield, you know, tee.
I might get, like, a Bucks Letterman because it's going to be fucking freezing.
That would be sick. Yeah, you know.
Hey, at least you're prepared. Yeah, go ahead.
What's the next question so I can mull it over while I'm
the next question here is, a player you fear on the Seahawks going into Super Bowl Sunday.
Who's a player we fear on the Seahawks going into?
Matt back. Matt's having a tough time.
JSN.
Yeah, I think that's like the easy consensus. Guy can turn over a game and won. Last game, I think he had over 100, plus yards. Seems to be great on the slot. Tough to keep up with him. But the Patriots secondary, Patriots defense been pretty good this year. So,
yeah, him. I think it would be him or Shahid on the special teams front. I think that would be the two scariest things. Kenneth Walker is pretty scary too, and he doesn't get the attention.
You're talking about B. Shahid Yao? Yes! You know people. I'm going to get stabbed tomorrow. All right, never mind. I would say that. Kenneth Walker, but I do – the guy Charbonnet is out for the year, so you're kind of like, all right, we're kind of lucky that they have a one-guy tandem because they've done a really good job stopping. You know, Woody Marks didn't do anything. You didn't see too much from R.J. Harvey last week. Even the Chargers, I know they were down. Hampton wasn't healthy, but they've done a good job against the run.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Anton, are you back, dude, or are you just done?
The connection's been terrible. I every time Magic fucking speaks, I can't. Yeah. It just goes.
Yeah.
But it sounds good right now, so I should be all right.
What's your prop of the day for the Super Bowl Sunday?
I'm trying to make sure it's correct because I'm like kind of like astonished by it. But it had Drake May over under rushing yards at 12.5, and I found that incredibly low.
I agree.
I can't find it again. There's so many fucking props. But I also I love some of these punt props. It's will there be a punt, yes or no on a punt to be a touchback? It's like our punter fucking sucks and couldn't land one inside the.
Yeah, he was making excuses. I'm out on Bryce Barringer. I think you got to bring in someone in the offseason to.
He's terrible. Yeah. Those are two kind of easy ones. A little sneaky one Adam's gonna love here is will Josh Dobbs get a snap at +800 with Drake May potentially being injured? I don't hate that one. Just a snap. Maybe Drake's got a sore. Hopefully, this is all fake and stuff and whatnot. But
One that I saw that's kind of sick. Any team at any point to throw the ball on the other team's opposing 1 yard line. A kind of like a dig on,
the Philly special.
It's a +800. I'm kind of all in on that.
Nobody's gonna do that.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen again.
Seahawks win. Right? No, that's not gonna happen.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Shortest.
Gun to head though. If you're gonna ask me, my favorite prop of, I think it's Hunter Henry +230 anytime touchdown. Tight ends have dominated the Seahawks this year. Colby Parkinson went off against them in their win last week over the Rams. Both meetings outside of the playoffs, George Kittle has taken to town the Seahawks. I got Hunter Henry. He hasn't done shit besides his touchdown against the Chargers this postseason, so I'm expecting him to be in the end zone.
Big things, big things. That
drop early in the first half against Denver was just absolutely god awful by Henry. I'm sick of Hunter Henry props. I feel like everybody always loves to just bet his like 3.5, 4.5 over catches. I fucking hate that bet. I won't touch anything Henry. I do love Ramondre over 2.5 receptions. I think he's did Travion even get a snap last week?
He got four. That's why I think he should. Oh boy. We got trouble here, huh? Yeah.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic. How are we doing down there?
Hey, Rags.
Hey, Rags.
Hey, Rex.
Henderson, we were saying this before we got on. He got 4 carries last week. Why don't they just put him on special teams? Why don't they just have him kick returning instead of De'Ernest Johnson? Makes the most sense in the world. He could just take one back.
Well, it's the thing is, like, he can't block. So it's like when I was at the wild card game, you know, it's like if he was in there, you know, it's pretty much a guarantee they were, you know, 80% of the time that you have to run the ball with him because he cannot pass block. So, you know, Stevenson, you know, at least it's like you're not telegraphing what your play you're going to be, you know, as he's the only one that can kind of pick up a block back there. I just think he'll just get, you know, enough touches to get, you know, 2.5 kind of just falling into it. You know, I love Kenneth Walker. I think over, I think it's 74.5. I have to double check his rushing yards. I do think the Patriots are going to do their best to and the Seahawks. You know, Sam Darnold, we'll throw the ball, but I think they're going to try to limit, you know, us getting the pressure and getting those sacks and those, you know, pivotal moments that we've been kind of relying on to win these playoff games. Absolutely. I think Kenneth Walker, is going to run. And he's just, I was just so impressed by him last week that I can't see him, you know, not going over 74.5.
Love that.
And then
over 74.5 on that defensive scheme. I don't know, man, they've been shutting running backs the fuck down.
Yeah. But again, it hasn't been good weather. It's just, you know, I guess that's better for rushing running, but you know, this guy's good. And they're, I don't know. I think that Kenneth Walker's kind of the big thing in the game. Him and Will Campbell, I guess, on either side of the ball, and defensively, you know, who can get those turnovers? Who can make those big third down stops? Obviously, you know, that's just football. But I don't even know for halftime. Like, I couldn't tell you one Bad Bunny song, so I couldn't even tell you a prop for that.
He was sick and Happy Gilmore too. That's literally all I know. He was pretty good.
Yeah, if he walked by me down the street, I wouldn't even know who he is. So
I would walk right by.
Yeah, I mean, either way, if I knew he was, I'd still walk by him.
Is he better than Kendrick Magic? Oh, no, Bad Bunny, is he better than Kendrick?
No.
Yeah.
But Bad Bunny. The ladies feeling some type of way, so it's a good kind of halftime show to hunker up with a nice woman.
Nice.
Can't wait.
I'm better than Ken. Shout out to the GOAT. Shout out to J. Cole. J. Cole, big album coming out. I don't know if any J. Cole fans are on the
show. Oh, yeah.
Big album coming out next week.
Oh, you're promoting it? I like this. I like this promotion.
I'm always promoting.
Chance here.
Magic, who's going to win Super Bowl MVP?
Super Bowl MVP. Right. Sam Darnold, most likely.
Yeah, he's the favorite to win it, so look at you.
Not a bad bet. I don't hate the bet.
Yeah, I don't hate the bet either. I would say, if gun to head, I'm going to say Drake May, but we don't do that around here. We're going to be kind of a dark horse. I kind of like, you know, if the Patriots, I think, are going to win this game, their defense is going to have to step up. So I can pick between two defensive guys. I'm going Chris Gonzalez, just a straight-up lockdown of anyone around him. Or our guy I was Kavion Chase on. I think he could come up big, making a couple big sacks, a bunch of pressures. I mean, we're talking about, at this point, plus $10,000 odds. So you throw $5 on that puppy, you're getting a lot of money.
I mean, a couple of sacks and call pressures is not giving you fucking MVP.
Yeah, but like a sack, fumble return for a touchdown to win the game, that could be something.
Yeah. For Dark Horse, well, Stephon Diggs finally made it.
Maybe a couple sacks.
Stephon Diggs, I like that.
Diggs finally made it, game of his life.
Plus 4,500.
The value. I love a good story, and in a little sneaky one is Cooper Kupp. he'll be the first non-quarterback two-time Super Bowl MVP if he wins. Which
Cooper, yep.
Yeah, he's been dog shit this year, so that would be a hell of a call, Anton.
Yeah, I mean, he had a touchdown last week. So.
Yeah, his first, and I had him on fantasy football, dropped him within 3 weeks. Guy was brutal this year.
Did Anton not have the stats for that?
I think he's asking about the national anthem.
Oh, we're going. Who is the person singing the national anthem?
Yeah, Maddie's crunching numbers.
I can't even find odds on like the Gatorade. You know, we're doing this a week in advance of the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, why not? Oh, it's Charlie Poole.
No, I'm saying
beautiful guy, right? Is that your beautiful?
Oh, that sounds like an over to me.
James Blunt.
I don't know who he is.
Thank you, Magic.
I think going over. Final.
Let's see what he's done in the past for his. If he's ever done the national anthem with
time. You got to go over, man. You got to make it. You got to make it a little sensual.
No, you gotta get it right.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get it right. He's gonna go over. Oh, here's a good one for you, Magic. Another question here. What's a food, you know, watching the big game that it's a must. You need the food.
Chili.
Chili, I like that. It'll be cold up here.
Had some chili for the Broncos Pats game. It was perfect.
Love that.
I mean, I would just say bar pie. I mean, you gotta get some pizza going.
Pizza's good.
I think I'm going buff chick dip. Like, if there's no buff chick dip at a Super Bowl party, what are we doing here?
Yeah, we're fucking up at every fucking step.
There's got to be a fat tray of buff chick dip.
Yeah,
it's pretty much a minute 19 to a minute 20 seconds is the over under.
Locked it over.
And Dan the stat man.
No, I don't know. That's the odds.
We changed the subject. Didn't lose a single second of focus. Maddie's absolutely locked in on the anthem.
The favorite for Gatorade spill is orange this year.
Love that.
+210 followed by like yellow, green, lime, which that means like they're like getting really close with the colors of the teams, and then followed by blue. Clear and water is +1100. Kind of love that value.
Yeah.
That's value. +1100 for just water instead of Gatorade. Like, yeah. What are we doing here? Like,
are these water teams though? We need info.
Charlie Puth did a brief instrumental only version of the anthem that exists on YouTube, which clocks in at approximately a minute and 2 seconds.
All right, so we're going under.
We're going. I think we're going under based off of that. I mean, it's
no, but he did that in the studio. Like he's gonna be in front of the whole world.
If I would have bet on the anthem and the guy came out and just did an instrumental, I'd be so fucking rattled.
I would be
absolutely so shook by that.
Couldn't agree more. The next question is the game pick. So whatever you want to get out now, you get out. Then there's no going back.
28-24 Pats.
Ooh.
33-30
Seahawks. That's what you're saying. I've been pretty fair. I've been pretty unbiased this postseason, but I did say if the Patriots get past the Chargers, which they did, they are going to the Super Bowl. Now, did I say they were going to win the Super Bowl? No, but right now I am. I think it's going to come down to an Andy Burgalis putting his best face on, impersonating Adam Vinatieri. He's going to rip a 47-yard field goal to win this defensive battle. 23-20 Patriots win lucky number seven.
Okay, just before I give my pick, we're full team over. Orchestra. He has a confirmed full choir and orchestra for this anthem. I mean, this guy going over. Are you fucking kidding me? Puth is channeling his inner Whitney Houston, which was a minute and 54 seconds. This guy's going to go over like fucking 3 minutes on this thing. And then the national anthem averages, it's gone over in the last 8 of 11 Super Bowls. So
I'll put at least a unit on it.
If he has to go under, he has to be one of the top 5 fastest anthems in Super Bowl history. I mean, the booth with an orchestra and a choir is not going to be a top 5 fastest.
What was his song? Like, what? Why Charlie Puth's top song?
I don't give a fuck.
No, I just. Oh, it's the "See You Again." It's the with Wiz Khalifa.
Oh,
that's some Fury. Yeah, there we go. I knew it was something that was like. Over. Yeah, he's going.
He's got a whole choir and orchestra coming out. He's this is about him. This is not a. Yeah, we're going over. But my score prediction would be.
Oh. Yep.
No, that's anthem's big, you know. It's like I'm taking tails.
Absolutely. Who said it wasn't big?
But finish what you're saying.
I'm good with what I'm saying. I want to hear your score prediction.
Yeah, the score, Maddie. The score.
I'm trying to throw like just everything out. I think it's going to be similar, kind of to what Adam said. I don't want to be disingenuous on, you know, I have to take the Patriots just out of a pure bias, and I want to kind of, but it's going to be so close. I'm going to say 19-17 Patriots. I think it's going to be low scoring.
Is that a score, Gami?
In the team that makes less mistakes.
That's got to be a score, Gami.
If it is, it's plus 20. Score Gami's plus 2,800 if it, you know, on about that.
You just set yourself. That was great fucking gamesmanship there.
That was incredible.
That was a not so fast. Wait a minute. I know what you're putting down there.
No, I wasn't doing it.
But it just happened the way it did. It happened organically.
Yeah.
Nice shot, Magic. Let's go. If you're listening through audio, Magic Mike is at Top Golf down in Tampa. He is ripping some golf balls today.
What's the club speed, Mike? What's your club speed?
Yeah, what's your exit velo?
There you go. 15 feet up. What did you ask?
What's your exit velo?
What's the club speed in the
My
exit? Give me some stats on the Madeira drive.
My exit velocity is a track. 115 ball speed.
Let's go. Like Aaron Judge.
Proud of you.
I just hit a decent shot, I think.
I wish you were wearing your hiking boots like you wear during softball. I mean, this year you got cleats, but I'm looking forward to when the hiking boots come back out.
I don't know if they ever will. We got to win. Man. The hiking boots.
Hey, lock in. Lock in.
It's time to lock in, dude.
Lock in, too.
Only 3 months away from softball season. Got to toughen up.
Yeah, this is where the champs are made.
We're going to go non-Super Bowl questions here. So right bread and butter of Anton here. Should Jason Tatum come back this season if he is fully healthy?
Yeah.
Oh, he just left. He just left.
That was so sick.
No, I think his power just went out, but I'll answer my own question. If he's fully healthy, if there's no setbacks, he should definitely come back. This team is second or third in the Eastern Conference. There's not a lot of competition. Looks like Giannis might be heading out of the Eastern Conference. Seems like a no-brainer for him to come back, and I don't think it's this, I'm going to ruin the chemistry. Yo, you are the chemistry. You're the best player on the fucking team. They need you to come back in order to, you know, have a chance at the title.
absolutely. I completely agree. And they're in a position where there's no rush. Like, yeah. Come back when you're 100% healthy.
Yeah.
Like, we can sit back. We don't have, you know, like, it's not like we're fighting for, like, a playoff spot or to extend the year. It's like, we're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to be, like, a top three seed. Come back when you're fully healthy. And it might take a few games, obviously, but then we'll be better because we have Jason Tatum now. Like, the chemistry, whatever. A few games. It might take a few games, get back in the swing of things. That's just how it works.
Dude, honestly, the last five games, just don't play anyone but him. And yeah. I just fucking let yeah. him.
Oh, yeah, no, like, there's, like, you can sit back, have it, and then, I mean, the East is wide open.
Wide open. They all suck. The Knicks are the team I fear the most, and that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and obviously everything.
What is it, Magic? Guy here, Chris Delaney, he wants Tatum back.
What's I want Tatum back.
Come back. He's got March 4th as his Jason Tatum return prediction.
Oh, okay. Over under on March 4th. I'll go over.
You're going over? Who are they playing that night? Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm all in. I think he nailed it.
March 4th.
I think it's all the money.
You ready, folks? March 4th. He's coming back. I don't think there is an over under on that. I think he just come back.
Yeah, just nailed it.
Yep. I need.
Okay, so next question. I think we just lost Anton for the entirety, which is kind of sick. Like a nice quick in and out. Shout out to Showtime too. Good job for him coming on. Before I keep going, I just want to give another quick shout out to one of our sponsors, Drifter's Kitchen and Bar. If you're looking for a place to watch the big game next Sunday, look no further than 1464 Hancock Street, located in the heart of Quincy Center. They got burgers. They got beers. They got it all. We did a nice brunch there. I don't think they're going to have brunch for the big game, but they're going to have some cool specials. Follow them on social media. Great spot.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Spot.
I wanna- are the Boston Bruins back or just a fun pipe dream? So we're going all Boston sports now.
Boston sports back.
Yeah.
Back.
I mean, you look at the standings, 8 points ahead.
Did we get to the Bruins question yet?
Yes. Bruins, are they back?
Bruins winning tomorrow night. Big game, I guess.
Yes, yeah, they are.
Tampa's 16-1-1 their last 18 games. So they're the hottest team in hockey. Are the Bruins going to come down? And, you know, we'll see. They've been pretty consistent at being inconsistent while also being inconsistent at being consistent, if that makes sense. You never know what they're going to do. They're looking kind of great a right showtime, but they're an NHL hockey team.
They're looking great the past 2 weeks.
Yep.
Haven't lost at home this month. This month.
Morgan Geeky, 30 it's goals.
January 30th.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna love that one, playing at the Bucks Stadium. I think it's a factor for them. They're born in that cold. This is nothing.
Not at all. It's great hockey weather. Great hockey weather.
Yeah. Fuck the Lightning.
Hopefully Swayman doesn't fuck it up.
Yeah, Lightning Panthers, tough setup for the Olympic break, though. Hate to play those two back-to-back before the break.
I wish that game was next Thursday. I'd be going to that.
You can show up and win both of them and fucking show the world where you are.
For a while. Hopefully McAvoy doesn't get hurt with Team USA. I think what's his name just got out of the team Sweden, Lindholm. So
I mean right now I think it's points wise. I think the Sabres, the Canadians, and the Bruins are tied. That might have changed last night, but yeah, going into last night.
No, spot on. You're right there. A couple games in hand of both teams. Wild card wise, they are sitting 8 points above the Panthers, but two games in hand. So. Panthers got a little bit more hockey to play than them.
Right down the center of the goal.
Yeah, well, hey, it's there. I mean, it's there. Yeah, they're playing great. Solo's
been playing like shit, though. I get why you kind of have to pass the net to both goalies. You can't have one guy playing, you know, 60-something games. But these guys need to kind of figure it out because these forwards are playing way above their heads. You got fourth liners on second line, third line. Like, how sustainable is that? We've been just waiting for them to fall off, and they have fallen off at some points this season. That game in Dallas was dreadful last week. But, you know, they picked up where they left off. I think they're like 8-1-1 their last 10 games, currently on a two-game winning streak. They're chasing the Canadians. They beat the bag out of the Canadians every time they play them. I like their chances going forward. We'll see if they can sneak in this playoffs here.
Yeah, it's right there for them.
Mm-hmm. This is a question for you, Steele. Was the Miami football season a complete failure?
No, absolutely. It was an absolute win. It was an unbelievable win. You stole recruits. You beat the piss out of Florida. You beat the piss out of Florida State.
Could win the big one.
You made it to the big one. You lost to a team that's been compared to 2019 LSU. Who cares? That's fine. Dude, I've lost seasons to Pitt and Duke. Losing to that Indiana team in the Natty doesn't fucking matter. Completely over it. Going to be right back next year. They just got the number 6 player in the transfer portal. He's a defensive end. They got the number 3 quarterback in the defense portal, transfer portal from Duke. They're running right back.
Yeah, thoughts on Carson Beck, like, ending the season on interception? Like, that was probably, you know, could have called that one.
The year is over. He's back to being a fucking loser. Fuck Carson Beck. It was a hell of a ride, though. It was a hell of a ride.
He said it was his favorite football season he's ever had.
I mean, wait, dude, as a fan of BU, they won 3 playoff games.
Yeah.
That's a fucking win. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude, they beat? They beat Ohio State. They beat. Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
I've gone 6-6 more times in my life than fucking be a national title contender. Absolute win of a season.
So the question was it a failure of a season? You're saying no.
No, fuck no.
Okay. Final answer?
Yes.
Oh, nice stroke there. There you go.
Okay.
Last question here. We use this question as the last one basically every time. Top movies, TV shows you guys have seen recently. What you got?
His and Hers.
His and Hers. That was good. I watched that. John Bernthal. Good stuff.
I finally caught the last Mission Impossible movie today. It was awesome. It was fucking sick.
That's a good one.
Paramount Plus. Get it done. It's awesome.
I was talking to Steele. I watched the 1980 USA hockey documentary last night that came out on Netflix. Dynamite. Different perspectives.
Cry.
Team Rush. I mean, USSR, unbelievable. The whole breakdown of the gold medal game against Finland. The goalies back and forth, you know, the cutting of, why am I forgetting his name? Who's the last guy who got cut?
Coxie.
Yeah. Ralph Cox, Archbishop Williams alum. Those guys are like 65, 70 years old. They went over, they were calling them Herbies. The one, remember that game, the throwaway game in Rochester where they just kept skating.
Yep.
They broke that one down. They were like, we wanted to kill him after that.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, great to see. Before we close up here, I want to give a quick shout out to the Follow House Cafe located at 1049 Hancock Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. I was there last week. You know, you can get anything for lunch there. Guinnesses were flowing, Bud Light Towers, you name it. Prez Dave Portnoy was in there. I think he gave it 8-1 for their bar pie. They have a lot more than just bar pie there. Big shout out to the Follow House Cafe. One of my top spots. They're not going to say it's the top spot because, you know, we're sponsored by other different restaurants, but Follow House, man, it's tough to beat.
Yep, as good as it gets.
Great, good spot.
Good spot.
You guys going to hit it for the Super Bowl?
We're going to be down south, man.
Yeah.
Miami, Florida, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to Miami next week.
Miami.
Yep. Yo, yami, yami.
All about the U.
What?
What part? Brickle?
We are staying like in the mid to north Miami, but we're gonna be bouncing around. I think we're having dinner in Brickle one night.
I hope this cold front gets out of here for you.
Yeah, I'm praying for weather, man. That's all you can do. Not much of that. I'm not Kevin Lemanowitz, you know.
sun's coming out over here. I think I can see
that. See the sun. I see the sun. Positive vibes only.
Yeah, yeah.
Tarp off.
Yep. Final thoughts on the Bruins for tomorrow night, Magic? What are you going to wear? Anything good?
I'm excited. I don't think I've gone to the Bruins since that game we went.
That was a hell of a game.
And that was electric. So we got a good crew. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited. The balcony?
The Bucks Stadium, the cathedral.
You love the balcony. Are you in the balcony?
Yeah, we're like third to last row. Love it.
Need some concession reviews.
I'll get one with that. Yeah, I'll get a glizzy review like I did in Miami.
Yes.
Go in the pirate ship. Let it rip.
Hopefully me and Showtime Magic get some content going soon. We'll see if that meetup happens. I hope it does.
Let it rip.
My question was, what office was he in there? Like, I don't even know what he's doing.
I know.
That was banana land to me. That looks.
Was he in a pirate outfit?
No. He was definitely in like a
different shirt. He was in Florida clothing.
Yeah.
Very Florida. I don't
know what he's doing there. I hope the best for him, though. I hope he's doing well.
Yes.
Yep. Looks like it.
Yep. Yeah.
Got a place. I will close doing better than I did in San Diego.
All right, we'll close on that. Episode 204 in the books. Magic, have a great time in Tampa, man.
Yep. Kill it, brother.
Go Pats. Let's go. Go Bruins. Even an Anton sneak peek. He didn't make the whole episode, but he did what he could.
That was great to have everyone back today.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking right.
More of that.
All right, let's end it.
All right, later. Hey, Rat.